Hello.
Governor Shivers for the President on 2190.
Just 1 minute.
Sir, keep you waiting. We're getting much more data.
Governor?
Yes.
Lyndon Johnson. Fine. I'm sorry I missed you the other day, but I'm terribly appreciative of your concern and your interest, and I knew that that was the way you'd feel because that's the kind of fellow you are, and I just wanted you to know that I didn't ignore it and that it touched me deeply, and I'll try to reciprocate that friendship.
Well, you're mighty nice, and I think you're doing everything just right. You've handled well under tremendous burden, and I think you do every commendation. It's been real good to observe it.
Well, you...
No one would recognize it more than you, that you have a tremendous problem and lots of obstacles, but I know you can do it.
Well, I'm in water over my head and kind of learning how to swim, but I'm doing the best I can. And
I agree with that. I
wish you'd sit down there once in a while and put on piece of paper, any thoughts you have, or anything that your associates think that we ought to give attention to, because I need all the damn help I can get.
Of course you do that. I would agree with that, but you're not in water over your head. And I would be one of the first to disagree with that kind of a statement. I told my Sunday school class last Sunday, I don't know whether you even knew it or not, but I teach a men's Bible class now for several years.
Yeah, Walter told me, I believe it's Walter told me that you said you'd done it.
I told them that I thought we were particularly fortunate. Democracy is usually strongest in its differences and its changes, and we were most fortunate in having someone of your experience, and that I had never known at a time when a man had succeeded the presidency with experience and training that you had, and I mean that, and you're well fitted for it, and I know you can do a good job.
Well, give Mary Alice my love, and the first time you're this way, be sure to let me know a day ahead of time.
Call on us if...
Tell Gary if he was, y'all still buddies?
Sure.
Give him my regards. He was a mighty loyal friend to me, and I never forget him.
We're going to have dinner with another friend of yours, the Irwins, tonight.
Oh, give Frank my love. I'm very partial to him. I think he's done a wonderful job. And
this is their anniversary. You might want to know.
I'll do that. Well, I'll just sure do it.
And we're going to a little cocktail buffet for some debutantes, and then we're going to have dinner with Frank over at the 40 Acres Club.
I'll be on. Well, I'll
you know how much Frank thinks.
I sure do, and I'm glad to know that, and I'll take note of it.
They'll be at the 40 Acres Club if you want to send a wire.
What time are they going to be over?
They'll be over about 8 o'clock, I imagine.
Yeah, it's about an hour. Okay, fine.
Something like that. The best of everything to you.
Give my love, Mary Alice.
Commander.
Same to you.
Bye.